Blog Talk Radio.
Of Conclave Radio. We're glad you tuned in. And this is a special estrogen heavy level of the show right now because we're waiting for little Casey to enter the huge studios of Conclave Radio. We're in our original studios. So I'm joined today by Michelle. Michelle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I'm so glad that you're here. We have the cool little mic that you get to use, and what me and Casey tell people is that you almost have to eat the mic. You have to eat the mic, Michelle.
Oh.
Can you eat the mic?
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to, like, kiss it, but no, I'm just kidding. And we are also joined by the lovely Lisa Johnson. Lisa, how are you doing?
I am doing great this New Year's Eve.
Yes, happy New Year to each of you. And sitting, of course, in Lisa's lap is beautiful Addie Johnson. Addie, how are you doing?
Good.
Oh, I'm so glad. Addie, you're with you on Conclave Radio. So, yeah, this is a cool episode. In just 2 hours, we start our Conclave New Year's Eve extravaganza at the White House. Now, I mean, a lot of people can have parties and New Year's parties and New Year's Eve parties, but how many people can have a party at the White House? I mean, right?
I know.
Yeah. I had people text me this week, and they said, are you having it at Pastor Jason Browning's house? Because they're like the first family of Metro, so they would be kind of like the president. Are y'all having it at their house? And I said, that's a good guess, but no, we're actually having it at the White House, like the White House. So Corinne and Camille's house, we're going to be having it at their place.
Yes, I think Landon just conveniently left off the apostrophe S so that it sounded really cool to say the White House as opposed to the White House.
It's much better, the White House, than the White House. Much better, much better. So, we're going to have a good time. It is very cold for us Alabamians. It is very cold today. I mean, you're talking, I think the high was this morning, you know, like 34 or something like that. So we're already below freezing. Of course, I realize that really it's not too bad here because in Minnesota today, it was like negative 15. Negative 15, that's really cold. And Lisa and I just got back from Niagara Falls where it was like single digit the first day, 9, 11, something like that. And that was really cold. And that's a whole other level. But it's even cold for us. I mean, I think the low tonight's like 17. So it's going to be a cold party, but that's the night to have a bonfire, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, so, we all have on, we're all going to have on layers on layers. You know, we're going to have your shirt and your sweatshirt and then your hoodie and then your toboggan and then. Right, yeah, I mean, you got the layers going on, and so then if you get hot when you go inside, like Lisa said, then you just go outside and cool off again, and then rinse, lather, and repeat, and do it all again. That's right, yeah, Addie's got her layers on. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a bonfire. We're going to have fireworks. I know Cole has already purchased some fireworks, and we're going to get some on our way, so we'll do it right out in the country with some fireworks. We'll have some board games. And lots of food. I'm sure I know Landon has made some good fudge, and we're bringing some, so we're gonna have a. Oh, and Michelle, you've made your sausage balls,
yes.
Right? How long have you been making these sausage balls?
How long have I been?
Yeah,
making
like,
them?
Like is something you've made for years and years, or is this a new recipe?
I've made them every Christmas, but like I'll make them, and then I'll keep making them and keeping them, and then I'll get tired of them.
Yeah.
But at Christmas, they're the best.
Yeah, yeah. So you get tired of them, but then you're ready to make them again.
Like, I'll eat them every day.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Are you burnt out on them already?
No.
Oh, you're not burnt out on these?
No.
Yet. Good. Okay. Did you
I've already eaten like 5.
Oh, great. Okay. And do you have plenty for us to eat tonight?
Yes, I do.
That's good to hear. Lisa, we're just bringing stuff tonight, right?
We are bringing stuff to have s'mores.
Oh, nice. S'mores.
Remind me before we leave to go upstairs and get hangers because we need to be able to roast marshmallows and not burn our hands.
Yes, safety first, people.
And then we just did chips and dip. You know, I went easy this time because I have been busy with housework and not cooking
slacking.
As of late.
Slacking.
Yes. That's not slacking. That's getting things accomplished before we're back to work in a week.
Uh-huh.
Less than a week. Ugh.
Well, so we were kind of, so it's going to be our good night tonight. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a good bit of people there and have some, maybe some people visit. We've had a couple people gotten sick over the last few days. You hate to hear about that, the sickness bug going around. But we're going to have a good time. So on New Year's Eve, of course, you know, that's when you're supposed to get out the piece of paper. Or I guess for our generation, we get out just our phones and we make a list of our New Year's resolutions. You know, things that you want to accomplish, things that you want to get done. Hi, Casey, and we are joined by our co-host. Hello, Casey. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing great. It looks like I'm the guest today.
No. You are still co-host.
Oh, great.
You are still co-host. Lisa occupied a seat for you, but you are ready. We were just talking about the upcoming party, Casey, and all those good things. And so we were doing that, and we were just greeting and talking about food and all that good stuff. And we're moving on to about New Year's resolutions.
Ah, yes.
Yes. So do y'all have any you're making for 2018? If you don't, I can tell mine, then that'll give you a few minutes.
You go first.
Okay. So, Michelle, you already know this one. My goal in 2018 is to start looking like my distant cousin, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah?
Right, yeah. Because I saw Jumanji.
Oh,
right?
It was very
and
good.
It was very funny.
Clint was inspired.
I came out of the theater and I was like, I want to look like
Dwayne
The Rock Johnson.
He literally said that.
I did. I mean, walking in the theater, that's what, I mean, Michelle, she'll vouch for it because I said it to her. I said, I want to look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson this year, so... that's my resolution. Obviously, I know I can't look like him, but I'm going to start making the move towards him.
I think you could.
You think so?
Yeah, if you just go ahead and shake your head, I think you'll be one step closer.
One step closer will be that. Mm-hmm. I can do the eyebrow raise.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
I learned that.
You
from,
already look like
him. Well, I did that from... I mean, I know I'm missing the handsome good looks and the bicep just as our heads put together.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, you know it. The man's got... Nice set of calves, right, Michelle? When you say, yeah, you know, and he's got the whole. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if I look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I mean, Lisa thinks I'm a hunk as it is. If I look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, boy, I'd be in good shape here because I love The Rock.
Yeah, I don't think
there's
as much arguing there.
Yeah, what female doesn't like The Rock? So mine is nothing new. I'm going to try to shed a few pounds, maybe put on a little more muscle, you know, those kind of things. So that starts tomorrow. Got some things I'm going to have to stay away from. No, beginning tomorrow, no soft drinks, no sweets, and no extra bread. I think that's the thing.
No extra bread.
Like, you know, you got to eat. You can't have the rolls at, or the sticks at Olive Garden.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, like if you go to Logan's and you have the bread that they bring out on the table.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to those places then.
But be hard. Because half the fun at Olive Garden is to get the garlic bread.
Exactly.
Or, you know, I mean, it's just heaven on earth. So, but mine is more, and no fast food. I'm not doing fast food. If I cut out soda and fast food, I'll that's a big chunk.
Nice.
Yeah. So what about y'all? You got any New Year's resolutions, Casey? Could you say right now on December 31st, 2017, that you'll make the Conclave New Year's Eve party on December 31st, 2018? Maybe that could be your resolution.
Yes. I will go to 2018.
You heard it here,
yes.
Folks.
It is on record. Okay.
It's on record. It's going to be an iTunes Stitcher lore forever.
I will make sure I go to the that's my resolution.
That's your first resolution?
And my second one is basically the same for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Be healthier.
The most part. I think I'm going to start only water starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just drinking only water actually just helps a a lot.
Yeah. Now, did you, you know, this is your freshman year, so did you have the freshman 15 or anything?
You know, that's a good question. I haven't really kept up with it.
You tailbone, you know, like.
I think I have. Maybe not 15, but.
Yeah, you know, 10, 5.
Quitting my job in fast food, but.
Oh, that's true.
That helped. Mm. But then there's a Moe's on campus.
Oh.
And when you have a meal car, you know, you just go for it.
Yeah, I remember those days. Yeah.
So,
that's
you know,
true.
A little loss in game.
Right, right. All right, so it's a little better on water, so I'll try to help you on that. You help
we,
me.
Yeah, accountability.
We can help each other. So if you see me drink anything other than water, and I allow myself to have black coffee in the morning because I don't put any of the stuff in it.
That's
so,
fair enough.
Right, so black coffee, I figure that's fair game.
Mm-hmm.
Then once in a while I might put a caffeine crystal light in my water, but it's zero calories. I might do that on occasion, but no, I don't that anyways, but no sodas, no none of that stuff. Michelle, what's your game for 2018?
I've been thinking.
Okay.
Because, you know, me and Lauren were talking today, and
mm-hmm.
it doesn't feel like New Year's Day.
It doesn't
feel like New Year's Eve to me. I don't know why. So I've really been thinking about it, but
mm-hmm.
I thought of one.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember how I got back into, like, walking and jogging every day?
I remember hearing about this.
Yes, and then I sprained my ankle.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. then I swore it off, and I was just like, I'm never doing
uh-huh.
it again. I started doing it again.
Oh, that'd be good.
Good.
You know, and it just so happens that you're about to be working at a place that has a parking lot that goes on forever.
It does.
You technically could walk, run, jog anytime uh-huh. you want and have a great place to do.
Maybe I could use the elevator or use the stairs instead of the elevator.
Boom, right there. You'd be already doing some stair action every day. But that elevator is so tempting. Like when I come up to the church office, like I want to ride the elevator. And why is that? Because it's like one floor, but I do most of the time.
Yeah, it's only one floor.
Yeah, but on Sundays, I never use the elevator. I almost always use the stairs. But when I come at the office just to goof off or whatever, I always want to take the elevator. And I'm, so maybe the stairs. Lisa, do you have any New Year's resolutions that you're going to be tackling in 2018? Besides being just bringing breakfast in bed to your husband every morning. I know that's on your list.
Of course. I'm going to feed you those grapes and strawberries to help you out.
It finally happened.
On record.
Yep, there it is. Yeah, Casey said he's going to make the New Year's party next year.
What stays in 2017, or what happens in 2017 stays in 2017.
Man.
Just kidding. No, I'm going to... Are you not coming tonight, Casey?
Oh,
no, he's not. Casey will not be attending the party.
Oh, there it is.
The girlfriend's outweighing.
We
understand.
Addie
claims that y'all are for today, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, we sat next to each other in children's church.
She said that you guys are
friends. Like, she just brought it up. Like, we're eating lunch. She was like, me and Casey are friends.
She said, Casey's my friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's a good friend to have.
Oh, thank you. Because between you and me, I want it to be a puppet with Scott from Scotland.
He found a female Scott.
That's awesome.
I know, right?
That would be so much fun. You would love that.
Yeah. What were you saying? Oh, yes, I'm not going to the party.
Yes, you're not going to the party.
If tonight gets boring enough, you'll see me showing up.
Okay, well, I'm not going to hold my breath.
Okay. Well, you should FaceTime me.
Yeah, we might FaceTime me during the some of the inside festivities.
You're going to miss out on my store-bought s'mores.
I think we're playing Battle of the Sexes, and I would need you for this game, Casey, for Battle of the Sexes. You know,
Well, crud, man.
I know. I know. That's what I'm saying. So, he's showing us the fake. No.
That's her.
He found a friend of Scott's that maybe
that's
that
cool?
She would
love that.
Okay, so Lisa, your news resolution.
So I think all of the ones you listed as far as the better eating were my initial ideas, minus the fast food. I still think you can do fast food and just make better decisions.
I wouldn't make good decisions. That's why I have to just take it out. Except Subway.
I mean, that's a good idea.
Except I make good decisions at Subway, but mm-hmm. I don't count Subway as fast food.
But you can't completely Olympia because there's going to be nights we have to. And so Chick-fil-A has great salads that I love. Like, I mean, sometimes
I want to go to Chick-fil-A and get a salad.
Now, what
I want the number one large size with a lemonade.
Now, what about veggie pizzas? Is that?
Oh, I love a veggie pizza.
Yeah, but that counts, right? Is that part of it?
That's not fast food, though.
Well, I guess not.
I think you can have pizza in moderation.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Having one or two slices every once in a while,
you
I think.
You've got your full serving of veggies right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a little stretch, but
cheese
I think every once in a
calcium.
While, pizza probably you'd be okay.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I mean, not something you want to eat every night.
You'll survive, yeah. College student, you have to have pizza.
You'll be all right until you hit your 30s and see what happens to
okay.
Your metabolism.
Yeah. I hope we can do pizza because y'all know on a conclave budget, we're going to have pizza a lot on Sunday nights for conclave.
So that's my main probably one, and then I gotta get back in half marathon shape. That has been tough this year with my work schedule, so I gotta get back to weekly, to being on a better exercise routine.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
So we talked about New Year's resolutions. We've talked about the party. Let's talk about some exciting things that's coming up. So it feels forever since we've had a regular conclave. Like we've gotten together at church, worship, the whole King Camille. I mean, it's been like weeks.
Well, it's because we missed
and
the last
we missed
one.
The week. We missed the last one because of the anniversary trip. So it's been even longer for me and Lisa. So we will officially get together next Sunday night, which is the 7th. Is that right? Me and calendar?
Yes.
The 7th,
yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
If tomorrow is
yes.
The first.
Yes, the 7th. Yes, thank you.
Let's think about that.
Thank you, Calendar Casey. Yes. So the 7th will be our next time to get together. And that's going to be a good one. I've already been preparing for our talk that night. Probably beginning the end part of January, we'll start a series, like a probably 4 to 5 week series that we're going to start. And we'll talk about that as we move closer on. But the reason why we're pushing that a little bit is because the following week, which would be the 14th, according to Casey's calendar math,
yes.
Our new pastor, Jason Browning, is our share at Conclave.
Yay!
So is that big news? Big news. My goal today was him and his family's first Sunday with us at Metro, and our goal was to try to get him first. Like that was our internal goal was we want to get him to speak to our ministry before anybody else. Who cares about the rest of them? We want Pastor Jason at Conclave. So we're going to have him on Sunday the 14th, and we want to make sure that everybody can come and be a part of it. And so that'll be a good time for all of us to really get to know Pastor Jason in a more intimate and personal way as opposed to just the masses kind of being all around him and all that stuff. So I'm really looking forward to the next couple weeks. So we've talked about that. What else?
Wednesday night classes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, so, and something else is coming down the pipeline for in March.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when the church is going to announce this, but probably sometime in the March of this upcoming year. So in just like 2 months, we're going to start having Conclave on Conclave Wednesday night. So I think it's going to be pretty cool. So it'll be a completely different experience than Sunday nights. It won't be. The worship and food and all that, but it'll be more maybe book-driven discussion and those kind of things. So it's not like you have to come Wednesday to get the most out of Sunday, or if you miss Sunday, you can't come Wednesday, or vice versa. It's just two independent things and just another way for us to have community together on Wednesday night. So I think that's going to be really good, and we'll start that, I think, in March. What y'all think about that?
Sounds pretty good to me, yeah. I'd love to go to a few Wednesday night classes and see how.
Yeah, because I mean you're there on Wednesday nights, for instance, and not there's aside from like when the children's is practicing for VBS or
there's really
Christmas,
nothing.
There's not much
there's
for
nothing
your age,
right?
In general,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So we find ourselves a lot of times our conclavians are kind of hanging out at the youth cafe, just talking and. Running our mouths, you know, pretty much. And so I think...
Speak for yourself.
Well, that's true. That is a lot of me. That's true. Michelle, what do you think about Wednesday nights?
I'm excited. I think that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
It's fun to get together Sunday, but now we'll be able to get together 2 times a week.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
And the people probably that maybe that can't normally come on Sundays maybe can come to this, or people that maybe find out about Conclave for the first time because they... come on a random Wednesday night, and they're like, oh, wow, y'all have something for college up here on Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, they start coming on Sundays. Right, Lisa?
Absolutely.
Yes. Riveting.
Well, all right. Well, so it's been a great episode, Michelle. Again, you've redeemed yourself again. I give you two thumbs up. Yes, and
I think we can now let go of the episode that was not so good with Michelle.
I think so too.
I think she has completely redeemed herself. How many times is this the second time since then that you've been on?
At least
like
the
third
time. This is the third
time total. Second time you've been on since
the third time, the second time I redeemed myself by bringing in Sabrina and Kelly.
That was on the phone. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the third time no glitches.
No. This is the second time.
The second time no glitches. Well, I mean, but third time total.
Third time total. First time was the utmost disaster.
Well, right, but again,
utmost disaster.
I think maybe it was the fact that you were new at this.
I think it was y'all's fault. Anything's possible.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'm ready to let go of it. I mean, maybe I can tame it down a little bit.
I think so. I think it's time to,
yeah.
Thank you, Lisa.
You can at least close the door. We don't lock it yet, but
thank
I think the door
you.
Can be closed.
Maybe I can do like Addie's. Addie doesn't want to close the door when she goes to bed, but just crack it. I wouldn't close it. Certainly cannot. And I wouldn't even think about locking it. But we might can consider maybe cracking the door so that if something comes up, we just have to reference it.
Mm-hmm. If it's just necessary, we'll definitely bring it up.
Yeah.
Now, it's not up to us how often it's necessary.
That's true.
It's literally been necessary every single show since then.
We can't control the necessity.
But you have to understand, it's kind of like our tradition. Kind of like having to say hello to our Conclavians all over the world.
So
hello, Alaska Conclavian. Hello, Norwegian.
Of course, we're going international. Hello, everyone.
Yes.
Who else now at this point?
We have Norway.
Filipino.
Oh, yes. We have the Philippines. They love us. They love us in the Philippines. So we're big.
What you're saying is we need somebody else to be a disaster.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that way yours becomes less.
Right.
Of a disaster.
That's right. Find someone.
Need somebody else to make that sacrifice.
Yes. We need someone else to fall on the sword and be just a train wreck.
Yeah, Michelle needs to like pass down the torch or something. She needs to choose someone.
I will choose someone tonight.
Okay, well.
At midnight.
See, I just don't know if you choose someone to be bad. It's just.
I will light a sparkler and literally pass the torch.
You know what? We will have a guest at some point that will be like, and something bad will happen, and we'll say, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we may not say it to the face.
No, later.
Her will
over time. Sure.
Yeah.
But it will always be the first.
Oh, of course. It's, you know, the first is always the most memorable.
Right. Yes, that's true. That's so crazy. All right. Well, let's talk about before we go, as we get ready to head on to the, most of us head on to the party. Casey, tell all of our wonderful listeners. Casey, tell everybody how they can get involved with Conclave.
Well, you can go to the party tonight,
unlike
me.
That's exactly right. Well said.
At the White House in Bessemer. It is going to be a blast, even though I'm not going. There's regret there, I promise you.
Okay.
Anyway, if you're in the Birmingham area, you can come to Metropolitan Church of God at 6 p.m. on Sundays, not Wednesdays yet.
Sundays.
And if you're not around, you can always stick us on social media. Instagram is, I believe, is Conclave_Metro.
That's correct.
And then Twitter is ConclaveMetro. And you can always subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk, Conclave Radio.
Yes. I saw some numbers not long ago that showed that people are really starting to use the Stitcher app. So that was exciting. So that's a good thing for us.
For all of this. Who are not quite so tech savvy, please explain what the Stitcher app is.
I have no idea.
Okay, so our show automatically goes on iTunes, which is for iPhone users. Our Android phone people have Samsungs, LGs. They couldn't listen to the show on podcast because they didn't have no iTunes. So Stitcher is an app that anybody can download for any phone. And so it's an app. And we have it set up now so that it automatically goes to Stitcher. So on Stitcher, you just search Conclave Radio. And boom, there are all of our episodes, and you can listen anytime you want.
That was our sponsor today.
Yes. Yeah, you're welcome, Stitcher. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, Stitcher. We
take donations at.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's been a great episode. Michelle, thank you. Lisa, thank you. Y'all did great. We enjoyed y'all's input. We need to get back to our testosterone show. You know, it's a little heavy. You know. Casey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's been a great year. 11 episodes mm-hmm. in, so that's a great start.
Maybe our new solution for Conclave Radio can be to actually use the studio one day.
Yes. I'm thinking not this Wednesday because we don't have church, but the next Wednesday we have church on Wednesday night, we'll be back in our studios.
Sounds pretty good.
And I have the Conclave sign for it.
I'm going to make a suggestion that y'all have a test run first before you do a full-fledged episode.
I think I got the issue worked out, though. I'm fairly certain.
No, but we still got to do a test run.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
I don't trust anything.
Yeah, okay.
As tech savvy as you are.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Hope everybody has a great 2018. We will see you all next week, the next installment of Conclave Radio.